Are you recording? Parshas Shemois. Famous pasuk in this week's parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, having been asked by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to go and speak to Paroi, and he says, I can't. Loi ish devarim anoichi. Gam mitmoil, gam shilshoim. I'm not a man of words, neither yesterday nor the day before. Gam mioz da berecho el abdecho. Ever since you spoke to your servant, myself, I've had a difficulty speaking. Why? Ki kvad peh u kvad loshoim anoichi. So a double Lashon over here. He is both a Kvad Peh and a Kvad Lashon. Literally translated, a heavy mouth, a heavy tongue. But there was some inability on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu apparently to speak. And that's why he wanted to refuse this request, as it were, by the Ribbono Shel Olam to go and speak to Paroi. He says, I'm unable to do so. This is not a new phenomena. Gam mitmoil, gam mishilshoim. So what does that mean exactly, that he was unable to speak? Kvad peh or kvad loshim. So some Rishonim explain, it doesn't mean that there was some type of speech impediment. Rather, the Rashbam says, Eini boki beloshen mitzrayim, bechituch loshim. It's not that I have a speech problem, rather I have a language issue. I'm unable to speak the local vernacular, to speak in Egyptian, why not? Because I left Mitzrayim many, many years ago. Ki bekatnusi borachti misham. In my youth I escaped, and now I'm 80 years old. So the Rashbam is clearly not learning that there was some problem with the speech. Rather, it was a problem with the language. I'm unable to speak the language of Mitzrayim, even though I'm a native, I was born here in Mitzrayim, but I've been out of the country for so long that I can no longer speak the language anymore. The Chizkuni says exactly the same, and he says, V'kvar shochachti, loshen Mitzri. But Aaron HaKohen, my brother, Loi zoz misham. He's never been out of Mitzrayim. The yodei al shoyinom. He knows the language better. That's why he would surely be a better candidate for the job. Now the Rashbam, when he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was claiming that he's unable to speak the Lashon of Mitzrayim properly, he adds and he says, "Don't tell me that the Torah means, Moshe Rabbeinu means that I had a speech impediment. That's surely not what it means. V'chi efsha, can it be that a Novi who spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be megamgen b'lashoina, would stammer and stutter? That cannot be. And that's why, says the Rashbam, he's defending his position. Why am I learning that what Moshe Rabbeinu in fact meant was, not that I have a speech problem, but rather I have a language issue, because I simply cannot accept that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Novi Elohim, had some type of defect and wouldn't be able to speak properly. And yet, as we know, that's precisely how Rashi does learn. Rashi says, Kvad peh bichvedus ani medaber. I speak with a certain type of heaviness, ubeloshein laz, and they translate it gamgamon, which means to stammer. So the Rashbam, who's actually a grandson of Rashi, is coming la'afuke, his grandfather. Rashi learns precisely the pshat that the Rashbam said cannot be the pshat. Rashi is learning that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that I have a speech impediment, I stammer. The Ramban, L'choira, also seems to be saying that, because he says, Ki min urai hoisi kvad pe. Right from my youth, I've always been a kvad pe. Now, that's not true according to the Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, in my youth, I spoke perfect Egyptian. The problem is I've been out of Mitzrayim so long. So clearly the Ramban is learning like Rashi that it's some type of speech impediment that has always been with me from an early age. In fact, Rabbeinu Bachai, fascinatingly, quoting Rabbeinu Hananel, says, why is there a double loshen, kvad peh and kvad loshen? So he says, indeed, that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty talking, but it manifested itself in two ways. We know there are some letters which are more from the mouth and some which are more from the tongue. The letters Zayin and Shin and Resh, all of those need the teeth. Oisios Hashinayim, he calls that. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't clearly enunciate those letters, and that's called the Kvad Peh. But he also, there are some, like the Dalad and the Tes and the Lamed, which are more with the tongue than they are with the teeth. And that's what it means, Kvad Loshen. So either way, these Rishonim are clearly learning, not like the Rashbam, not like the Chizkuni. It's not the Pshat that he forgot the language of the Egyptians, but rather he had a speech impediment. And the Eben Ezra also suggests, this is the Pshat, and he quite clearly says, and anybody who says, Sheshochach Loshen Mitzrayim, Einoi Nochen, that cannot be true. That cannot be true. How do I know? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu was merely saying that he forgot the language, then indeed, what does it mean? Kvad Peh and also Kvad Loshen. What are these two things? There's only one complaint. I can't speak the language, so why is this being expressed in double terminology? Clearly, it's a speech impediment which manifests itself in two ways. But then he adds and he says, Kocho Noilod. He says, that's the way I was born. That's the way I was born. And the Abar Benel said, even more graphically, he says, what does it mean, Kvad Peh? I have some extra skin. There's some growth default in my mouth, the Yisroin Bosar, and that's what it means, Ani Arals Fosayim, just like an Orlo is skin that needs to be removed. So Arals Fosayim means there's some extra skin over there which shouldn't be there, and that's not allowing me to speak properly. So it seems to be over here we have a clear Machloikas Rishonim. Some are learning, the Rashbam and others, that Moshe Rabbeinu was clearly saying that I just have a problem with the language because I've been out of Mitzrayim for so long. And others are learning, Rashi, Roshom, that no, I have a speech impediment. Where did this speech impediment come from? So as mentioned, the Eben Ezra said he was born with it. The Abar Benel said he had some defect in the mouth, but we all know the Loshon of the Medrash. And we all know the story in the Medrash, that actually neither was he born with it, nor was there any extra growth in his mouth. But we know the story. That when Basya, the daughter of Paroi, brought Moshe to the palace, Paroi had Moshe Rabbeinu sitting on his lap, and all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu takes the crown of Paroi and put it on his head. And there were those who said, perhaps you should kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe this is a sign of things to come, that he's planning on taking over your melucha, overriding you as a king. Yisroi was present, and Yisroi said, no, I don't think that's the case. He's merely a young child. He grabbed your crown because it's gold and glittery and shiny. Children like these types of things. Let's do a test. So they brought the bowl. We all know the story. And in the one hand, they had Zohov, they had Gacheles, they had glittering gold, and they had Gacheles. And we said, let's have a look. If he goes for the gold, and clearly, yes, you're right, he has an understanding on expensive materials. But if he goes for the Gacheles, which is bright, burning, then we know he just is a young child and he has no sense. And as we all know, He tried indeed to take the Zohov. Bo Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, came along, pushed his hand. He grabbed the Gacheles. Because his hands were singed, he immediately put his hands in his mouth and burnt his mouth. And from then onwards, the Medrash says, he became a Kvad Peh and a Kvad Loshen. So this seems to suggest, not like the Ibn Ezra, that in fact he was born with it, or like the Abar Benel, that he had some extra growth in his mouth that didn't allow him to speak properly. He was born perfectly healthy, but rather it was because of this story, and that's what he meant. Gam mitmoil, gam mishilshoy. This is going back a long way. Not because I forgot the language of the Mitzrayim. It was nothing to do with a language issue. But I have a speech defect based on the story, as Chazal tell us in the Medrash that we just mentioned. So there is a fundamental question that needs to be asked, and in fact is asked by Rabbeinu HaRishonim. If indeed Moshe Rabbeinu had this speech defect, whether indeed he was born with it, or it was as a result of this story with Paroi, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu heal him? Why indeed did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow him to be this Megamgen? As the Rashbam explained, how can it be? The Novi Elohim, you would have thought he would be perfect in every way, Baruchnias, Begashmias. How could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him and didn't in fact heal him in every way? Why would that be? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not heal Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Ramban says a phenomenal statement. Do you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not heal Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu never davened requesting as such. Moshe Rabbeinu may roiv cheftzoi shelo yelech, because of his deep desire not to go to Paroi, lo hispalel lefonov. Therefore, he never requested from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, he was quite happy to have this speech defect, because he thought surely that would render him totally disqualified from being the shliach to Paroi. And he therefore said, surely it's inappropriate for somebody like me who cannot speak properly to be the emissary to the king. And he was hoping that that would be the winning taina. And why indeed did HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore not heal him? Says the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiven sheloi hispalel b'kach, therefore loi rotzo lerapoisoi. Very important Ramban. Had Moshe Rabbeinu only davened that he should be healed, then indeed he would have been healed. He didn't daven for reasons we just mentioned, because he actually chose, and he thought it works in my favor not to be able to speak properly, because then I won't have to go to Paroi. Didn't want to go to Paroi. If indeed he would have davened, then indeed he would have been healed. Says the Ramban, therefore, this is the answer to our question. Why, in fact, and Rabbeinu Bachai says exactly the same thing, Mipnei sheloi hispalel, Uma sheloi hispalel, and why indeed did he not daven? Mipnei sheloi hoyoroitzel aleches, because he didn't want to go. The Ramban then adds, and he says, that actually, if you go with the Medrash that we mentioned before, and the Medrash says that this remarkable miracle occurred in order to save Moshe Rabbeinu's life, says the Ramban, maybe that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu never removed this speech impediment, Shehoya boy mi maisa hanes, so that it should be a permanent testimony to the nes that saved Moshe Rabbeinu's life. A completely different pshat. Not because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven and HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore didn't heal him, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted there to be this permanent memorial to the nes that saved his life. What Why did Moshe Rabbeinu indeed not daven? So the Ramban, as mentioned, said he didn't daven because he didn't want to go to Paray. But fascinatingly, the Ksav Sefer adds one line over here. And he says, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to ask him to go to Paray. And if indeed he would have been healed, he would have become a Baal Gaiva. I'm perfect in every way. I've been spoken to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm the leader of Klal Yisrael. I have a perfect manner of speech. Therefore, v'choshev Moshe, ki im yesh boi chisoroin, if I remain with this blemish, kvad pev u bal mum, dovor kozeh, something like this, machnia levov odom, subdues the heart, bal yisgoe, so that he shouldn't become haughty. V'lachein loy rotzo sheyirapehu Hashem. A remarkable Ksav Sefer. Why did he not daven? Not just for technical reasons, because he wanted to avoid going to Paray. Because he wanted to avoid Chas V'Sholem becoming a Baal Gaiva. There is a completely different approach suggested by the Ran in his Droshes. And the Ran poses this as a question. Vehine yesh kan sheila. There is a important question to be asked. How can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adoin Hanavim, how could he be imperfect? And we know, says the Ran, Kol Inyan Moshe Hoyolamalo Min Hateva, everything about Moshe was supernatural. Loikom Novi Kamoshe, he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He testified about himself that for 40 days he neither ate or drank. So everything about Moshe Rabbeinu was miraculous. So why was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left this blemish with Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Ran, a remarkable mahalach, and this is very, very critical mahalach. The element of importance that Moshe Rabbeinu indeed should have this speech impediment. Do you know why? V'husar mimenu b'hashkocha. It was all hashkocha protis that Moshe Rabbeinu indeed should not be able to speak clearly. Ya'an. In order that lo yachshev, that nobody should ever think for future generations that we were smooth-talked by Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't really spoken to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, did not send Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mekabel Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu had such a remarkable koyach of speech that he managed to, as it were, brainwash us with his incredible koyach hadibur. Lo yachshoy, nobody should think that all of Klal Yisrael, nimshochim acharav, were just drawn after him. Do you know why? Letzachos devoroi, because of his clean, pure speech. He says, therefore, ulazeh husar b'hashkocha. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't smooth talk anybody. He was unable to talk. The emes was yere darko. There's a frightening run. If you've ever seen, I'm sure you have, I certainly have, I once saw a video clip of Hitler Yemach Shemoy addressing an enormous rally. His koyach hadibur was phenomenal. And we know that's also Ashkocha Protis. But his koyach hadibur indeed enabled him to brainwash thousands upon thousands and millions of Germans across the world. The tragic irony of history is that Hitler Yemach Shemoy, who preached the whole preaching of the Aryan race, the pure blonde, perfect human being. He himself was not Aryan. He was not blonde at all. In fact, he wasn't German. He was actually born in Austria, from Vienna. And not one person actually went up to him and said, excuse me, I have a bit of a pircha on your shtickle. The Aryan race, the perfect utopian man. But you yourself are not that. You're not this blonde, handsome, as you would describe, human being. But that was his koyach hadibur, to whip up a crowd in a terrible frenzy. That was a koyach hadibur. That was a koyach hadibur. It's well known, also, in the time of the Second World War, the propaganda minister of the Nazis, Yimach Shemoy, was Goebbels, Yimach Shemoy. And his theory, I once heard this described, his theory was that if you tell the big lie, then nobody will doubt you, because people will think it's so fantastic and so unbelievable that it must be true, because surely nobody would lie that way. So he exaggerated figures and numbers and theories, etc., etc. That was the koyach hadibur. That was the koyach hadibur. So lahavdil elef alfei avdolos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensured that Moshe Rabbeinu should not have this koyach hadibur, so that nobody should say in all of our history that Moshe Rabbeinu managed to smooth talk. He had a way, he had a manner of speech that somehow managed to delude Klal Yisrael. No, it was not his koyach hadibur. Rather, it was the emes sheyere darkei. Very, very important drasha in the Ram. Another mahalach is suggested by the Ksav Sefer. The Ksav Sefer writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the nes. Moshe Rabbeinu essentially was unable to speak, as he himself said, kvad peh, kvad loshen. But whenever he spoke to Paroi, he all of a sudden found that miraculously he was able to do so. That, therefore, was the greatest proof that he was divinely sent. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensured that he had this speech impediment. The very fact that he was unable to talk, and yet every time he spoke to Paroi, all of a sudden he was, that was the greatest hoichacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him. Look, he's unable to speak under ordinary circumstances, and yet when he comes to speak to Paroi, miraculously he's able. That's indeed why HaKadosh Baruch Hu organizes to be the case. Many Balei Tefillah can testify, myself included, that on occasions, when you're supposed to daven for the Yomad, let's say in Yomim Neroyim, and one feels that one doesn't have the voice. And the truth is that al pi darkei ha-teva, that may indeed be the case. And yet one steps up to the Omad and one all of a sudden feels a siyata d'shmaya. La'odom marchei lev v'ashem ma'ane loshim. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu experienced. Essentially, he was unable to talk. And in every time he came to Paroi, Hashem ma'ane loshim. Kodesh Baruch Hu just put the words in his mouth, and that was the greatest proof, therefore, that he was the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One final mahalach, and with this we'll conclude, is the mahalach of the Malbim. The Malbim also is discussing the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh v'kvad loshe. But he quotes a Rambam, and the Rambam makes a very fundamental diuk. The Loshon of the Torah is, Mi Yosum Ilim. Who made you into an Ilim? So the Rambam in his Sefer Mori Nevuchim says, Yosim, to make something, to create, can surely only be a word that describes the creation of something positive. An Ilim is somebody who's mute. That's the lack of the ability to speech. So how can you say about being an Ilim, Mi Yosum? You don't make somebody into an Ilim. Rather, you just don't give him the power of speech. This is the question posed by the Rambam. It would seem to be that Moshe Rabbeinu being an Ilein, to an extent, was Yosim, was something positive, not just the lack of the ability to enunciate his words clearly. Says the Malbim, Moshe hayo muchen liyos novi Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's going to be charged with transmitting the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Moshe kibul Torah misinai. V'hoyot tzorich sheloi Yosef afilu ois achas midaitoi. It was critical that he does not add a single letter to the Torah. Rak hadvorim asher yosim Hashem befiv. If Moshe Rabbeinu would ever chas v'shalom be accused of perhaps deviating even in the smallest way from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, then that thereby ends the Maseiros HaTorah. Because how can we be convinced that it's all authentic? Maybe it was tweaked, maybe it was added. Lochein, says the Malbim, hoyo b'hashkochas Hashem sheyeh kvad peh. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be b'hashkocha protis a kvad peh shebezeh yeidu kulam. He couldn't add any letters of his own, he was unable to speak. That way everybody would know shehashem hu hadoiver. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. Had Moshe Rabbeinu been able to speak of his own koyach, then there would perhaps be forever this question mark, well, maybe he added, maybe he tweaked, maybe he deviated. So the Malbim is saying a phenomenal yesod, so that there should never be this chashash, there should never be this accusation or concern that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu slightly deviated from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and what Moshe Rabbeinu said is different. No, Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to say anything. It was all that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to say. And he says, therefore, it's mi yosum ilein. It's not just taking away the ability. HaKadosh Baruch Hu constructively made sure that he was an ilein, so that the transmission of the Torah should forever be 100% authentic. And this is a yesod that we've discussed in the past, a number of years ago, in the pasuk in Parshas Yisroi. Koi soimar lebeis Yaakov v'sagid lebeis Koi soimar lebeis Yisroel v'sagid lebeis Yaakov. The Beis Yisroel, excuse me. And Rashi says, what does it mean? Koi soimar beloshein hazeh ukeseida hazeh. There is an emphasis, says Rashi, it's got to be this Lashon, this Seder. Eile hadvarim asher tadaber, Rashi says, loy pochois veloy yoisa. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains once again, this is the Nakuda. Moshe Rabbeinu, whilst transmitting the Torah, must not add, must not detract, must not deviate in any which way whatsoever. And in fact, he explains over there that that's what really is the underlying understanding in the whole chait of the Mei Meriva. The chait of the Mei Meriva, big discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly was the issue, but Rashi says, because he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. And the question is famous. That's also a great miracle. That's also a great Kiddush Hashem. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, this remarkable yesod, it is. But if there is even the most minimal deviation from the Dvar Hashem, that jeopardizes the entire authenticity of the Maseiros HaTorah. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, speak to the rock, and you changed it ever so slightly to hit the rock, it's true it's a Kiddush Hashem. But there's been a deviation. And we've lost the loy poches v'loy yoisa. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make a whole scene, as it were, in order to show Klal Yisrael, no, this was a deviation only on this occasion, but you can be rest assured that everything else that Moshe Rabbeinu tells you is absolutely accurate and authentic. The way the Malbim is adding a remarkable addition, not just that Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to add, but in fact he was unable to do so, and that was all Bahashkocha Elyoina. That was Bahashkocha Elyoina that Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to speak, so that we could be rest assured that everything he said is the Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. It was the Shechina that spoke through his throat. Why? Because he was unable to speak with his own throat. And it needed to be the Dvar Hashem. And that way we can say that Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, indeed that is the case. Lo Poches Velo Yesa. So here we have a number of Mahalchim, each one very important. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't heal Moshe Rabbeinu from this mum? According to the Ramban, because Moshe Rabbeinu never davened, or as a zecher to the Neis, according to the Ram, so that nobody should accuse Moshe Rabbeinu of smooth talking Klal Yisrael into accepting the Torah. According to the Ksav Sefer, that he should remain an onov, or that everybody should see that he's the shliach of Hashem. He's unable to talk, and every time he comes to Parah, he's able to do so. And finally, this fundamental malbim, that it was Hashkocha Elyoina that he was unable to talk, such that we now understand, beyond any doubt whatsoever, that everything that Moshe Rabbeinu said was indeed the Dvar Hashem. So all these very important mahalchim, you see the richness of the Mefarshei HaTorah, but above all of the Torah HaKadosha, in this innocent-looking pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu says that he's a kvad peh or kvad loshen, here we are learning Yesodos HaTorah, Yesodos HaTfilah, Yesodos HaShkocha, and Yesodos in Maseiros HaTorah. I wish everybody a very good Shabbos.